Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to dance the Charleston, celebrate the birthdays of James P. Johnson and UB Blake, play 20 questions, and listen to this past week in history. Last week, on February 4th, in 1926, John Giola of New York City won a championship. Now, back in 1926, the Charleston was all the rage, and Mr. Giola became famous as the Charleston Endurance Dance Champion by dancing the Charleston nonstop for 22 hours and 30 minutes. So to commemorate Mr. Giola's feat, F-E-A-T, as well as his feet, F-E-E-T, we're going to have our own little Charleston marathon on the show tonight, beginning with Arthur Gibbs and his gang. Thank you.
everybody, we're going to play a little Chinese Charleston. The title of this number in Chinese sounds something like this.
Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band, March 30th, 1927, and since Tommy Atkins taught the Chinese how to Charleston. Tommy Atkins, or Tommy, is a nickname for an English soldier, and although there are lots of theories as to its origin, the term appears in print as early as 1743. The poems of Rudyard Kipling helped popularize the term in the last part of the 19th century. And, by the way, the nickname for an English sailor is Jack Tar. Before Tommy Atkins, we heard Tom Waltham and his ad libs and Charleston Dolly. We began the show with Arthur Gibbs and his gang and a relatively slow-paced version of Charleston from February of 1924. I can find no information whatsoever on either Tom Waltham or Arthur Gibbs, but Charleston was written by James P. Johnson, whose birthday we'll celebrate in the next segment of the show. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, February 1st, marked the birth in 1894 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, of James Price Johnson. Known as the father of stride piano, his first professional engagement was at Coney Island in 1912. He made the first of 55 piano rolls for the QRS Company in 1917, and the first of more than 400 recorded sides in 1921. Among his 250 compositions are The Charleston and Old Fashioned Love from the 1923 Broadway show Runnin' Wild, and If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, and A Porter's Love Song to a Chambermaid. He was an expert accompanist for blues singers, and he appears on several Bessie Smith and Ethel Waters recordings. In addition to his solo recordings, he led his own combos and played with Perry Bradford, Clarence Williams, and Fats Waller, who had been his piano student. He also influenced other pianists, including Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Art Tatum. He He died in Jamaica, New York on November 17, 1955. Here's James P. Johnson.
Thank you.
In August of 1928, accompanied by James P. Johnson on Do What You Did Last Night, which was written by James C. Johnson. Before Ethel Waters, it was James P. and a couple of piano solos of his own tunes. We started the segment with Jingles, one of four sides recorded by Brunswick in a session on January 21, 1930. That was followed by riffs from about a year earlier on January 29, 1929. James P. Johnson, born February 1st, 1894.
This This is KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any or all of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Last week, February 7th, marked the birth in 1883 in Baltimore, Maryland, of James Hubert Blake. You may recognize him as pianist, bandleader, and composer U.B. Blake. He wrote his first successful song, The Charleston Rag, in 1899, and in 1915 teamed up with singer Noble Sissel in vaudeville. In 1921, they wrote for the first all-black musical, Shuffle Along. The show's hit song, I'm Just Wild About Harry, was sung in the play by Florence Mills, and in 1948, Harry Truman used the song as his presidential campaign song. In addition to recording, Sissel and Blake appeared in some early experimental sound short films. In 1969, Blake recorded a double LP album for Columbia, which revived his career, and he became a popular performer, even appearing on Broadway in the show U.B. at age 95. U.B. Blake died in New York City on February 12, 1983, at age 100 years and 5 days. So here in honor of the 100 years of U.B. Blake are some rapidly rotating records by U.B. Blake.
Thumping and bumping all the day through. Right from the start, aching for something, making me blue. Hear it thump, hear it jump, hear it bump, hear it knock. Hear it click like a lock, tick, tick, tock like a clock. You've got my heart thumping and bumping over you. Thank you.
I'm in a lonely state, waiting to ride this freight, all by myself, all by myself, longing to freeze a plate, never in time but late, never got help, craving for wealth. Everyone knows that I am walking on my toes. Many a time I've sighed, many a time I've cried, no place to eat, no place to sleep. Looked up my family tree, no one is left but me. Down in the sea, there's rest for me. This way of living, easy comes and easy goes. I've got those broken, busted blues. I feel bad, I got those can't be trusted blues. Gee, I'm sad, never got a dime, I'm only wasting time. Nobody knows that I'm changing my mind. I'm just a lonesome rolling stone. Day by day, no place that I can call my own. And I must say that there's no place like down in Alabama, where I left my mammy. I'm longing for some news, cause I've got those broken busted, got those can't be trusted blues. Come on, southbound freight, come on. Can't you see me standing here beside this lonely road, toting a heavy load, all by myself, all by myself. Oh, such a lonely night, not a soul in sight. See what I'd give if I could live just like the rich folks, eating three square meals a day, I mean every day. Hard luck done found my door, walked all around my floor. Landlord did shout, brother, you've got to get out. Packed up my old grip sack, put it up on my back. Done lost my home, started to roam. Out in the cold world, this is all that I can say. Just every word that I can say. I've got those broken, busted blues. I feel bad, I've got those can't be trusted blues. I feel sad, out here in the cold, way down in the hole. Everybody sees that I'm a weary old soul. I'm just a lonesome rolling stone. Day by day, no place that I can call my home. And I must say that there's no place like down in Alabama, where I left my mammy. I'm longing for the new, cause I got the broken busted, got those can't be trusted blues.
Thank you.
The UB Blake Trio around September of 1917 and jazzing around. The second pianist and the percussionist in that recording are unknown, but Jazzing Around was written by Earl Fuller. Jazzing Around was preceded by UB Blake and Noble Sissel and Broken Busted Blues from May 27, 1925. Sissel and Blake met while they were both members of Joe Porter's Serenaders and became songwriting partners in 1915. In 1920, along with Flournoy E. Miller and Aubrey Lyles, they produced, wrote, managed, and starred in their own musical comedy, Shuffle Along, the first all-black musical to become a box office hit, and which opened in New York on May 23, 1921. We began our little tribute to UB Blake with UB Blake and his orchestra, June 3, 1931, and Thumpin' and Bumpin', written by Harry White, Andy Razaf, and James P. Johnson. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on February 2nd in 1946, the Mutual Broadcasting System presented the quiz show 20 Questions for the first time on radio. Bill Slater was the master of ceremonies, and the show's announcer was Frank Waldecker. The celebrity panel had to identify the given subject within 20 questions after being told if it was animal, vegetable, or mineral. The mystery voice, Jack Irish, would give the answers to the home audience. The show moved to television on the Dumont Network in 1949. So here to commemorate 20 questions are some musical questions, beginning with Arden and Omen.
Thank you. coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Now ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my, ain't that perfection? Yes, sir, now I repeat, don't you think that's kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Thank you.
Some musical questions on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the debut on February 2, 1946 on the Mutual Radio Network of 20 Questions. We started with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and Can This Be Love, recorded July 10, 1930. The vocalist was Frank Luther. Can This Be Love is from the musical comedy Fine and Dandy, written by Kay Swift and her husband James Warburg, writing under the pseudonym Paul James, and which ran for 255 performances. Can This Be Love was followed by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager's Ain't She Sweet, performed vocally by Al Starita with Jack Hilton's Hiltonians. Al Starita was born in Boston, Massachusetts, and was one of a number of Americans who led British bands in the 1920s. Jay Whiddon, whom we heard earlier in the program, was another. We finished up with B.A. Rolfe and his orchestra with the vocal by J. Donald Parker and Why Can't You? Why Can't You was written by DeSilva Brown and Henderson and Al Jolson and was recorded by Edison on July 26, 1929.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the feature of the show where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start us off this week is the Benson Orchestra of Chicago.
Thank you. Outside, the wind was howling round, and she was lonesome too. Outside, we heard the thunder crash. She looked at me and sighed. Though she knew it wasn't right, she let me stay all night. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Outside.
Trio of rapidly rotating records, all courtesy of Martin Smith, and all celebrating birthdays. We began with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago recording on 2222 and Virginia Blues. Then it was Paul Ashe and his orchestra with Milton Watson performing vocally on Lantern of Love from February 9, 1926. We finished up with Irving Aronson and his Commanders, who were Outside on February 6, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.